A little bit of a late start here on Tiger Country 104.5. A big thank you to the Auburn Network and Radio Alabama family, as my computer was unable to connect to Tiger Country, but we've got everything going now. A minute and a half into the second quarter, the Glenwood Gators lead the Lee Scott Warriors 19-17 here inside Samford Gymnasium. Haynes Kesey had 8 points in the first quarter. She's up to 10. Now Clark Ivett only with two. Sydney Dunlap has one. Lucy Zellner and Camden Cleveland both have a bucket in there as well. Bobby Taylor Brazil, the leading scorer for the Glenwood Gators, along with Caden Henderson and Clara Crisco. Lee Scott Academy has the basketball on the right wing. Now to the top of the key, Sydney Dunlap. She gets the three-pointer to go. Warriors have reclaimed the lead. 6:05 to play. Haynes Kesey gets the steal in the front court. It gets poked from behind. Mimi Johnson, the last to touch it. It will stay Warrior basketball. 6 minutes even to play here in this second quarter. Again, apologies on a little bit of a late start. If you've joined us on the YouTube or the Facebook live stream, you've been able to get all of the action. If you're joining us on Tiger Country, tigercountry.net, or the Radio Alabama app, you're just now getting tuned in what's set to be a fantastic night here in Samford Gymnasium. Right-handed layup blocked by BT Brazil. And the Gators are going the other way. Now a poke steal. Haynes Kesey comes away with it. Camden Cleveland gets it at the free throw line. Drives it into the teeth of the defense. Through contact. Couldn't get the bucket or the whistle. Now a cross-court pass to Brazil. She's able to save it in the short corner. Down low to Claire Graham. No, I'm sorry. That's Emerson White. And the layup goes down. Back and forth we go here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Christian Griffin bringing you all of tonight's action. A fight for the basketball. They're going to call a jump ball between Haynes Kesey and Crisco. Possession arrow will keep it right here. A big thanks to the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip-off, as well as Jeff Cotran Funeral Home and Crematory for the keys to the game, and the Goose Performing Arts Center for tonight's starting lineups. We'll have a little bit more of a traditional intro and a traditional countdown to tip-off for the varsity boys game. Riley Fields, left-handed layup. She's able to rattle it home, and the Warriors regain the lead. 22-21, 4.5 to play in this second quarter. Samford Gymnasium continuing to file in here. Brazil tries to spin back to her right, poked away by Camden Cleveland. She tries to save it. It goes right back into the hands of Brazil. Right-handed layup too strong. White with another offensive rebound, and she's able to lay it in. The Glenwood Gators will take a full timeout. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, kind of set the scene, settle everybody down as we're off and running here on Tiger Country 104.5. Again, a big thank you to Auburn Network Radio Alabama for making sure that we had everything we needed to get going. Some internet issues that were unable and that were not allowing us to connect to the radio from inside of here, but a couple text messages, a couple calls later, and here we are on Tiger Country 104.5, the Glenwood Gators and the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. It's Glenwood 23, Lee Scott Academy 22, here with 4 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the second quarter. For those just now tuning in, Warriors held the lead for about 7 minutes and 50-something seconds of the opening period. It was a layup from Crisco. I gave the Gators a 1-point lead heading into the second quarter, and that's where we stand right now. 23-22. The Glenwood Gators lead the Lee Scott Warriors. Approaching the four-minute mark here in this second quarter. Dunlap with the basketball, spins back. Now Maggie Herndon at the top of the key. Haynes Kesey, Warriors running some man. Kesey able to split the defense. Left-handed layup won't go. Brazil is able to clear for the Gators. Crisco now down low to Brazil. And that's the best offense for the Glenwood Gators. Brazil now with 10 in the contest. Gators extend the lead to 3. 25-22, 3.5 to play in the second quarter. Kesey near corner 3. Doesn't get it to go, and they're going to call it travel. Kesey, I guess, bobbled the basketball and took a couple gather steps trying to get everything going. That is the 11th turnover for the Warriors here through a quarter and a half. Gators slow across half court with Crisco down low to Brazil. On the right block, this time nice defense. Riley Fields forces Brazil on a fadeaway. Second chance opportunity. They kick it out to Clara Crisco. Her three on the right wing, no good. Brazil another offensive rebound, fighting for the basketball. Sutton Lewis able to come away with it. And call it travel. There's, it's not a travel. Sutton Lewis dives on the basketball while she's on the ground and just kind of lays there. Now a quick whistle, a jump ball will keep it with the Gators. Three minutes to play before the halftime break. They throw it down to Brazil. Could have been a travel, no call. Now out to Mimi Johnson on the right wing. She's able to split the defense. Left-handed layup in the paint. She gets it to go, plus the foul. Mimi Johnson averages 11 points per game. Those are her first two of the night. And it swells the lead to 5 for the Glenwood Gators. .253 remaining in the second quarter. Mimi Johnson's free throw is no good. Lewis with the rebound. Warriors down 5, looking to get some offense here on this possession. Kesey able to work her way to the free throw line. Kicks it to Herndon, who runs across the three-point line. Sydney Dunlap, they're going to call a foul on the floor. As Dunlap tried to kick it to the far corner, they're going to get Emerson White on the personal foul. Only the second team foul. Two team fouls for either team here in this second quarter. A little bit of a cleaner second quarter, at least along the foul count side of things. Dunlap for 3. That one too strong. They're going to say that it goes off the hands of Claire Hargrove. It will stay Warrior basketball. Sutton Lewis tries to find Maggie Herndon, but throws it into the Glenwood Gator bench. Another unforced error by the Warriors here on this side of the floor. Gators 27, Warriors 22 here in the best of 3. The area championship, both teams winning at home in the regular season. The Warriors now getting a chance here tonight. Nice bounce pass from Crisco to Brazil. And she lays it in easily with the right hand. Gators' lead is a touchdown. And now Sydney Dunlap turns it over, trying to find Maggie Herndon. Ivett. Still not in the game for Lee Scott Academy. Brazil, a pump fake. The ball gets poked around. Brazil tried to save it, was unable to. It will be Warrior basketball. And now as soon as we say so, number 1, Clark Ivett does make her way back onto the floor. Ivett had 29 points in game 1 against Glenwood, had 28 in game 2, only with 2 here tonight. Kick out, Kesey, far corner three, got it. Haynes Kesey now with 13 in the contest. Warriors get a steal on the inbounds. It's with Sutton Lewis, kicks it to the corner. Kesey again, that time it gets blocked. Brazil with the rebound. And Emerson White will slow things up as she tries to walk her way across the half-court timeline. 29-25, Gators with the lead. Ball gets poked away by Dunlap in front of the Warrior bench. It'll stay Gator basketball. Emerson White does the inbounding for the Gators, turns it over. Clark Ibit, pass down low. Haynes Kesey, left-handed layup is good. Kesey now with 15. She leads all scorers in the contest. And the Warriors trim the lead down to 2, 29-27, with 60 seconds to play in the second quarter. Try to kick it down low to Brazil. Ball gets stolen. It's Haynes Kesey who comes away with it in the corner. Now to Ivan. Warriors have numbers if they decide to use it. Ivan with the left hand. And that gets blocked. It will stay with the Warriors under their own basket. Lee Scott, a big time run here in the closing minutes of the second quarter. Warriors can tie or take the lead with a made bucket here. Pass to the corner and Ivett. She works her way through the teeth of the defense, leaves the layup short. Lewis able to gather the offensive rebound with 40 seconds to play. Now to Ivett in the short corner. She'll slow things down and set up in the half court. Guarded by Emerson White. Lewis with the screen. Skip pass to Sydney Dunlap. She now dribbles to the top of the key. 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Haynes Kesey, far corner three. That one looks good from here. That was too strong. Johnson with the weak side rebound. 10 seconds to play. 9 seconds to play as Johnson crosses half court. Pass to the corner. Down low, Brazil. Intercepted by Clark Ivan with 5. With 4. With 3. It's Sydney Dunlap. Good if it goes off the backboard. And too strong. A round of applause by the Warrior faithful. They work their way back into the contest here late in the second quarter. 29-27, Gators with the lead, Warriors with momentum. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Get you started with the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Talk about the first half. Talk about everything you need to know about the Knights and what the Warriors need to do to become area champions here tonight. All that and more when the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report is coming up on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303. Or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating some amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Goldhinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Gator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
It was 28. They might have taken a point off. It's 29-27 here as we welcome you in to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. Christian Griffin in fashionably late per usual. Coach Jacob Osmond now joining us on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We were fashionably late getting on air again. One final shout-out, everybody at Auburn Network, everybody at Radio Alabama. You're having some technical difficulties connecting to the station, but made a couple phone calls, had a couple texts, and it worked its way down the line, and we got everybody up and going. So we welcome you officially to Tiger Country 104.5. We welcome Jacob Osmond, to the broadcast. You haven't seen too much, but another back-and-forth battle, the area championship, Lee Scott and Glenwood. You wouldn't want it any other way.
Not any other way. Just like what we saw at their place, it's going to be a battle of the paint. It's going to be a matter of how do we balance the foul count. We got early up in the foul count, started getting things evened off. Got a good look right there. A lot of pressure right there on that full court press. One thing that we saw Glenwood was that Coach Perdue made great adjustments on how to attack us while we were in the press. So making sure that we can press and then get back and not give up an easy bucket is going to be key in that second half.
Some of the keys to the game that I talked about, if you were listening on stream, that we were able to discuss a little bit. Battle of the boards is the biggest thing for this Lee Scott team. Glenwood feeds on offensive rebounds, second, third, fourth chance opportunities. Warriors have done a good enough job on that side of things. The other key to the game was stopping Bobby Taylor Brazil down low in the paint. She averages 13 points and 8 rebounds a contest. She had 24 in game one. Warrior in their win allowed her only 10. She has 12 here at half. So that's the biggest thing that the Warriors going to have to keep in check here in the second half. Let's take a look at some of those halftime stats as they're brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Working the way down the lineup sheet, Clark Ivitz had 29 in game one, 28 in game two, only two here tonight. Haynes Kesey has more than made up for it tonight. She leads all scorers with 15. Sydney Dunlap with 4, Lucy Zellner, Camden Cleveland, and Riley Fields each added a layup in there as well. For the Glenwood Gators, Mimi Johnson, who averages double figures, only has 2, Emerson White with 6, Crisco with 4, Caden Henderson with 3, and again, Bobby Taylor Brazil, she has 12 here in the first half. 29-27, the Glenwood Gators have the lead, but the Warriors have momentum. They ended the second half, or the second quarter rather, on an 8-0 run. I guess 7 now because it was 29-28, but a 7-0 run to end the second quarter. So the Warriors have a little bit of momentum here at halftime. We'll take another break here on the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. When we come back, we'll talk about what the Warriors need to do in the second half to win an area championship in their very first year in the AHSAA. Don't go anywhere. The Orthopedic Clinic Halftime report continues in 2 minutes on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's googecenter.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake Barrel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. A dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Gators 29, Warriors 27. As we continue on in the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report, Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osment with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. As we wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report, get you ready with the second half. Coach, your thoughts and keys to the second half. What do the Warriors need to continue to do or exceptionally well in the second half to come out with a victory?
Hey, if you'd ask me, Clark Ivett's got 2 points. How far are we behind? 2 points, you're in this ball game. She's going to get hot. She's going to get going. That's always her MO. We're doing a great job by supporting our leading scorer right now. The girls are doing great. It's just continue to buy time, and eventually those shots are going to fall. On the flip side, we're seeing Glenwood, second, third leading scorer, kind of in the same struggle bus a little bit. So seeing how both leaders of their team on the front court, seeing how they pick up from that, and seeing how we defend and that offensive board, like you're saying, from Glenwood, that's going to be important.
My final big key, Warriors with 13 turnovers in the first half. That's not going to be a recipe for success. Warriors going to have to cut down on some turnovers. Glenwood only had 8 in the first half. And for the Warriors, a bunch of those were live ball turnovers, which led out to easy Glenwood runouts here early. They were able to cut down on them, or if they were turnovers, they were dead ball turnovers, which doesn't hurt you as badly. But 29-27, let's get you started with the second half. The second half tip-off tonight is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. They're celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street, right across from the Auburn University campus. It's Clark, Ivan, Haynes, Kesey, Camden, Cleveland, Sydney Dunlap, and Riley Fields, the starting five for the Warriors. And Lee Scott turns it over on the first possession. An offensive foul on Mimi Johnson. She extended the right arm before going up with the left hand. They called one on Clark Ivett earlier in the first half. Returning the favor here as we start the second. 29-27. Gators with the lead, but as I mentioned, Warriors with all of the momentum as they walked into the halftime break, hoping they can continue it and ride that momentum here in the third. Ivett is double-teamed in the far corner. to Riley Fields at the free throw line. Now Dunlap on the left wing. 19-foot jumper is short. Brazil with the rebound. Mimi Johnson slows things up. Guarded by Haynes Kesey. Should have been a moving screen. It will be called. Clara Crisco moving her whole entire body, trying to get Mimi Johnson across the half-court timeline. They flirted with it a couple times, very close to a 10-second count. Warriors will happily take the foul.
Hey, as the ball handler like that on an open court screen, you got to dribble so tight to your screener because you're putting them in a tough spot, and we see it right there. She's moving, gets called for the offensive foul.
The second team foul for the Gators here in this third quarter. Dunlap with the basketball. Able to get all the way down to the right block. Gets cut off, spins back towards the middle of the field. Now down to Camden Cleveland on the left side. Ball gets poked away. It will stay Warrior basketball. 6:52 remaining, just underway here in this third quarter in the Mountain High. Second half tip-off. Ivan on the right side. Through contact, no whistle, but she gets the bucket. Had 2 points in the first half already with her first bucket here in the second, and the Warriors have tied the game. 29-29, Gators having trouble just getting the ball across the half-court timeline. They're able to kick it to the low block, and now a travel on Glenwood. Warriors continuing that high-pressure man-to-man defense. They gave the Gators fits early in the first half, starting to show its tail a little bit here in the third. Ivett with the basketball, standing right around the logo in LSA. Back to Haynes Kesey, now Camden Cleveland. Sydney Dunlap down to Riley Fields on the elbow. Backdoor cut from Clark Ivett, over the head shot. That one can't get it to go. Brazil with the rebound. Under 6 minutes to play in the third quarter, tied at 29. Crisco almost with a carry. Now they're going to call a travel instead. Crisco with a little bit of frustration fires the ball back to the official. Three straight turnovers by the Glenwood Gators.
And if you're Lee Scott, keep coming away with points. Every time they have a miscue, let's come away with points. Every opportunity we can.
Cleveland with the basketball. Now Sydney Dunlap. Haynes Kesey thought about the three, decided not to take it. And now a foul on Emerson White, who ran through the Camden Cleveland screen. That is at least her third personal. And that's a big foul to note, because White is the main on-ball defender for Clark Ivett. So if you can continue to draw a couple whistles on her, Ivett's free throw line jumper, she's able to rattle it home. And as you talked about, Coach Osmond, the shots from Ivett beginning to fall here in the third quarter. Warriors now lead by two. White, the inbounder for the Gators. Ivett almost gets a steal. They're able to kick it to Brazil, now to Mimi Johnson. Warriors let off the press and set up in the half court. Now a hand check foul on Haynes Kesey. It's one thing that neither team has gotten away with much tonight. Any sort of hand check foul, any sort of arm bar, even extended past the three-point line. The first quarter was filled with fouls. Second quarter, not so much. Already four here early in the third. Brazil stuck, had nowhere to go. Mimi Johnson with the basketball, and now another steal. Same exact one from Haynes Kesey. That's back-to-back fouls in about 15 seconds. And I believe Herndon's going to have to check in for number two in white, and that's frustrating for the Warriors. Haynes Kesey had 15 in the first half. 31-29, 5:15 to play in the third quarter. Crisco with the basketball, tries to skip it across the floor to the right block. It's knocked away by Camden Cleveland. Crisco inbounding the basketball under her own basket, trying to find Brazil. They're able to out past the right elbow. Through a lot of contact, they throw it down low to Emerson White. Right-handed layup won't go. Could have been an over-the-back foul, guarded by Clark Ivett. And White throws it away straight to Coach Sonny Perdue. It'll be Warrior basketball. Nice job by Clark Ivett defending down low. Ivett dribbles the ball up the floor with the ball in her right hand, sitting at the extended volleyball line. She gets a screen from Riley Fields. Free throw line jumper, nothing but nets. Clark Ivitz now 6 points here in this third quarter. Oh, let number two get hot. Warriors lead by four and very close to a 5 second. It is a 5 second call. Coach Corey Harrison pumping up her squad. Deservingly so, and the Lee Scott faithful bringing the noise here on the home side of Samford Gymnasium. Warriors now with the basketball, leading by four halfway through this third period. Ivan with the basketball dribbles up to the top of the key. Sydney Dunlap, her three-pointer gets blocked by Mimi Johnson. She comes away with the rebound, and she'll slow things down and run a half-court set. Gators have been quiet here in this third quarter. They're trying to find a couple of their low block defenders. They're able to with Bobby Taylor. Brazil, a nice pass from Mimi Johnson down low. And Brazil now in the score column in the third quarter. She has 14. She is already above her season average. Ivett now to Herndon. She gets to the free throw line. Nobody picks her up. Decided too late to take the three. Ivett now down low. Pass to Riley Fields. Left-handed layup on the left block is good. Both point guards distributing the basketball very well here in this third quarter. And now Camden Cleveland gets a tie up with the basketball. A very quick whistle. I thought Cleveland was going to spin away with it. If so, she would have had a free left-handed layup. But possession error will keep it with the Glenwood Gators. 35-31, Warriors with the lead and momentum here in this third quarter. Ball gets poked away by Camden Cleveland. Gators will still have to inbound the basketball, something that you don't really think about being difficult until it is. Warriors have done such a nice job here in this second half. Crisco almost travels, and now they're going to call a foul on Maggie Herndon as she tried to steal the overhead pass from Clara Crisco. 3.5 to play in the fast-paced third quarter. Warriors trail 29-27 at the halftime break. Mimi Johnson just able to save the basketball, throws it off of Maggie Herndon. Again, the Warriors with a 6-2 run here to get the third quarter started. All 6 points coming from the right hand of Clark Ivett. Crisco with the basketball guarded by Sydney Dunlap. Now Brazil down low. Nice defense, Riley Fields. Could have been an over-the-back foul. No call. Nice rebound by Camden Cleveland. Ivett with the basketball. Now to Herndon. Now to Fields. And her shot gets blocked from behind. A nice ball movement in transition by the Warriors. They'll keep the basketball under their own basket. Warriors going right to left here in this third quarter. Gators going left to right. And now a foul on Maggie Herndon. I didn't see what the penalty was. Could have possibly been a moving screen off the ball, but it's Gator basketball trailing by four. Crisco works her way all the way inside. Gets to right around in between the volleyball line and the free throw line. And she's able to knock it home. And now a turnover on Lee Scott. A little confusion between a couple referees. I didn't see exactly what happened. Possibly a double dribble. Some of the Lee Scott fans with their palms to the sky wondering what the question or what the foul was as well. 35-33, under 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Claire Graham's left-handed layup, too strong, no good. Another tie-up between Ivett and Graham, and the Warriors this time will take the possession. Samford Gymnasium continuing to file in here in the area championship. Lee Scott and Glenwood, both of these teams advancing to the postseason, but a fight for the one seed and a fight for bragging rights in the best of three with your bitter rival. Ivett, crossover dribble, layup won't go. Second chance opportunity, and that time on the right side she's able to lay it home. Ivett with 8 points here in this third quarter, and another foul on the trap by Lee Scott Academy. That is the fifth team foul for the Warriors here in this third period.
CG is tough. If you played the game, you know it. You've got the trap, you're in there, and you are at the mercy of the triple threat that the trap player may get into. And while they're trying to get elbows and get themselves into a better position, sometimes you tend to get eager and you get that tiny little foul that you really aren't intentionally committing in the slightest, but yet still that contact happens. And it's difficult. It's difficult, but it's that high risk, high reward when you're playing that full court trap.
First free throw from Mimi Johnson. It is good. Trims the lead back down to three. 2:26 to play in the third quarter. Johnson, a couple dribbles, spins the ball into her left hand. She's able to knock down both free throws, something that she does very, very well. And then she will work her way to the bench for a breather. Caden Henderson will check in. They've moved Emerson White off of Clark Ivett with the three fouls from White. We'll see if the Warriors are able to take advantage. Maggie Herndon, two on one, bounce pass Riley Field. That shot gets blocked. It will stay Warrior basketball. A pump fake there would have been ideal for the Warriors as Brazil was selling out for the bounce pass, and she was able to guess right. 2:17 remaining. Sydney Dunlap near corner three. That one is too strong. Two Gators fight for the rebound. Brazil is able to come away with it. Dunlap gambles, and now the Gators have numbers in transition. Nobody picks up Clara Crisco. Nice defense by Riley Fields. She comes away with the rebound. And now out to Maggie Herndon. It's a one-on-two. Will she take it into the teeth anyway? She won't. She'll set things back up. Camden Cleveland through contact. Can't get the layup to go. Riley Fields offensive rebound. Kick out. Ivett thought about the three. A pump fake, but they're going to call her for the travel. She was able to knock down the elbow jumper, but they're saying she forgot to put the ball on the floor. I'm not sure that I agree with it. She might have been caught in the air, but was still able to put the ball on the deck. But another turnover for the Warriors. That's their fifth here in the third quarter, but the Gators turn it over right back. Maggie Herndon's layup won't go, and Henderson for the Gators with the rebound. Now a poke steal from behind. It was Herndon who knocked it off the hands of Camden Cleveland. It will stay Gator basketball in their own backcourt. 37-35. Dunlap almost a steal, but as she stumbles her way towards the baseline, kicks it out of bounds with her. Gators, instead of inbounding on the sideline, now will inbound standing on the S in Warriors. Now another turnover. Sydney Dunlap, she crosses half court, kicks it into the hands of Ivett. 8-foot jumper. That time it's short. Are they going to call a foul on Clark Ivett? I don't believe so. Just saying that it went off the hands of Clark Ivett. Gator basketball with 1:28 remaining in the third quarter. Gators break the press rather easily that time, and it's Crisco, left-handed layup. She's able to rattle it home. Ivett now quickly the other way. Kicks it to Sydney Dunlap. She gets cut off on the short corner. Clark Ivett to the left elbow, or the right elbow rather. Three-pointer from Herndon, no good. Dunlap, the offensive rebound. Herndon now back to Dunlap. Nobody picks her up. 15-foot jumper off the front of the rim. And the Gators with the rebound. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. Full quarter pass. And they're going to get Riley Fields going for the basketball on Emerson White. Both players have the right to the basketball. And Emerson White reached over Riley Fields and is able to draw the foul. Not sure that I agree with the call. But with 50.3 remaining in the third quarter, a free throw here can give the Gators the 38-37 lead. First one is too strong off the back iron. Second free throw on the way. She can't get that one to go either. And now a foul on the floor as Clara Crisco fell to the ground. And it was Camden Cleveland who came away with a defensive rebound and fell on top of Clara Crisco. That's the fourth team foul for the Gators here in this third period. 37 all with 49.5 remaining in the third quarter. Henderson almost got a piece of it. Able to recover. Bounce pass. Lucy Zellner wide open. Couldn't get it to go. Claire Graham with the defensive rebound. 38 seconds and now a 5-on-1 transition opportunity. Crisco travels. They're going to call a blocking foul. Left-handed layup is good plus the foul. Crisco Euro-stepped and then Euro-stepped her way back towards the left side. Took three, if not four, gather steps with the layup, but they're going to reward her with the layup and the chance at the three-point play. She can't knock down the free throw, but Henderson is able to gather the offensive rebounds. 39-37, under 27 seconds to play. Ivan gets a steal on the inbounds, a two-on-two. Ivan taking it coast-to-coast, right-handed layup. She's able to get it to go. Ivan now with 10 points here in this third quarter. All notched at 39. 10 seconds to play in the third. Crisco across half court, guarded by Sydney Dunlap. Now down low. Lucy Zellner gets a piece of it. Emerson White with a piece, but it's out on Camden Cleveland, they're going to say, with 1.9 remaining in the third. Warriors going to need a lockdown possession here. Can only allow a dribble or two. Crisco, the inbounder. 1.9 remaining in the third. Sydney Dunlap's able to get a steal. And the Gators unable to get a shot off as the third quarter comes to a close. A standing ovation here inside Samford Gymnasium. Warriors able to respond the run with one of their own. And it's notched at 39 here through 24 minutes of play. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the start of the fourth quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Homegrown and member-owned.
We love our members. Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
It was the Glenwood Gators in game one who won 58-44. 10 days later, the Lee Scott Academy Warriors beat the Glenwood Gators 52-49 in overtime. And here tonight in the area championship, we are notched at 39 through 24 minutes of play. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osmond with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network as the left-handed layup from Bobby Taylor Brazil is good, gives the Gators a two-point lead. You can hear the energy inside Samford Gymnasium. Ivan passed down low to Riley Fields. They're going to call a reach-in foul. Foul is on Claire Graham. One of those correct calls, but unfortunate for the Warriors as Fields had a wide open left-handed layup that would have tied the game. Kesey now to Dunlap at the top of the key. Clark Ivan thought about it. Now she'll take it. That one no good. Camden Cleveland, the offensive rebound, layup no good. And a tip out now, Mimi Johnson. And now a whistle towards the Lee Scott Academy bench. Yeah, either a sideline warning. It did appear just to be a warning. Nothing too serious on the coaching staff for the Warriors. 7:28 remaining in the contest. Emerson White now to Mimi Johnson. Thought about the three. Crossover dribble. Now works her way inside. Right-handed layup. No good. A fight for the basketball. And they will call a jump ball. Claire Graham, a little bit of extracurriculars after the whistle. But possession arrow will give it back to Lee Scott Academy. 41-39. The Glenwood Gators with the lead. Fields sets a screen. Clark Ivett, right wing three. Buries it. Clark Ivett had 10 in the third, starts the fourth quarter off strong as well. Warriors regain the lead, but now the Gators in transition. Emerson White's layup no good, blocked by Riley Fields, but they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul on Riley Fields. Thought there was a lot of ball that number 34 in White got, but Bobby Taylor Brazil will head to the stripe. First free throw is no good. The free throw line has not been a friend to the Glenwood Gators tonight. Fields will sub out. Lucy Zellner will sub in. It's Zellner, Kesey, Cleveland, Dunlap, and Clark Ibett, the five on the floor in white for the Warriors. Brazil with 16 points in the contest. It goes 0-for-2. From the free throw line, and the shortest girl on the floor, Sydney Dunlap, corrals the defensive rebound. She crosses half court, slows things down, and they'll find Clark Ibitz. Now to Camden Cleveland. Now to Haynes. Haynes Kesey near corner three. Couldn't rattle it home. Student section would have exploded if that would have gone down. Warriors still with a one-point lead. Gators now quickly in transition. Try and throw it down to Bobby Taylor Brazil. But it goes off her hands out of bounds into the padding. Warrior basketball. Ivan crosses the half-court timeline with 6.5 to play in the contest. Warriors hanging on to a one-point lead. Ivan with the basketball on the screen. Right-handed layup. That one too strong. And they're going to say it goes off the hands of Lucy Zellner.
Let's try to take advantage of this inbound. They've given us the exact same look on the inbound. Two up, screen, and then fall back.
Mimi Johnson with another football pass. Gets Emerson White in stride. Could have been a travel, no call. Layup, no good. Second chance opportunity is no good either. Brazil runs into the stone wall of the Warriors down low. Third chance, fourth chance opportunity. And Sydney Dunlap comes away with the basketball. A lot of contact, no foul. Then could have been a backcourt violation. Haynes Kesey fighting for the basketball, and now a whistle. A foul on Glenwood that was missed. A backcourt violation on Glenwood that was missed. And now a cheap whistle on Haynes Kesey, and she'll have to work her way back to the bench. Maggie Herndon will sub in. High octane, high intensity tonight here inside Sanford Gymnasium. An area championship is on the line for two schools in their first year in the AHSAA. Brazil spins her way inside. Could have been a jump ball. The foul was prior to the shot. They'll say that it was on the floor. Well, they're actually going to say if the first foul was called, it should have been on the floor. If the second foul was called, it should have been an and one. But instead, Brazil, they're saying we'll shoot two free throws. And the first one's too strong. Off the back iron. The Glenwood Gators now two for their last seven at the free throw line. Mimi Johnson has been the only one having any sort of success from 15 feet. Second free throw is good. Notches the game back up at 42. So if you're just now tuning in, you haven't missed anything. Still a tie game. Clark Ivett, step in three. Off the left side of the rim, Brazil with the rebound. Gators have numbers if they decide to use it. Pass to Mimi Johnson. Thought about the three. Works her way inside. And they're going to call a reach-in foul on Camden Cleveland. Mimi Johnson will head back to the free throw line. She knocks down the first one. 43-42, Glenwood Gators. Now with the lead, Johnson rattles home the second. Glenwood Gators now lead 44-42 with 5.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Ivy with the basketball kicks it off to Sydney Dunlap. Now Lucy Zellner. And the ball gets stolen away, and now a travel on Glenwood. She got stuck in the air, had nowhere to go. And they're going to call the up-and-down travel on the Gators. Fortunately for the Warriors, as Glenwood might have had numbers. Haynes Kesey subs back into the game for Maggie Herndon. Cleveland, Kesey, Clark Ivett, Lucy Zellner, and Sydney Dunlap. Ivett thought about the corner three, now stuck in no man's land, and I think Coach Corey Harrison is going to call a timeout. It was actually called by Clark Ivett, a very smart timeout by the freshman guard. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 44-42, Glenwood Gators have the lead. Lee Scott has the basketball. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osmond with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, bringing you all of the action for tonight's contest. The best of three. Glenwood won matchup number one at home. Lee Scott won matchup two at home. And now a fight for the area championship is on the line. Clark Ivett has come to life here in this second half. The leading scorer averages over 17 a contest, was silenced to only two in the first half, but 13 here in the second half. Will it be Ivett or will it be somebody else that has to step up big for the Warriors? 5 minutes to play in the contest. Ivett with the basketball out past the extended volleyball line. Now to Haynes Kesey. Sydney Dunlap for three. And I believe they're going to call, you can't call a block and continue play. If anything, it's going to be a jump ball. But now there's a discussion. The official on the far side, I believe, Coach, you saw it better than I did. Did he call a foul or did he call a jump ball? The official call will be a jump ball. It'll be Glenwood basketball.
I think the official on the far side was maybe going to call the up and down and call for the traveling. The official right here closest to us was calling that it was a tip, and I think at that point on the disagreement, we had to call jump ball.
Clara Crisco with the basketball. Now to Mimi Johnson, pressured heavily by Haynes Kesey. She knocks it out of bounds right in front of the Glenwood bench. 44-42. Gators with the basketball. Under 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Crisco gets a screen from White. Now down low to Brazil. Spins back towards the middle of the floor. No good. Fight for the basketball. And another jump ball. Possession arrow says Glenwood. Possession arrow should be with Lee Scott because of the jump ball on the possession before. Four and a half to play. Warriors trailing by two. Fields with the basketball trying to find her point guard, Clark Ivett. She's able to, who gets blitzed at the top of the key. She's able to backpedal her way out, and she'll set the offense. And now they're going to call a moving screen on Haynes Kesey, and I believe that is number five on Haynes Kesey. I didn't see any contact, and neither did anybody else. Coach Corey Harrison was asking for an explanation. But from the reaction of Haynes Kesey, that appears to be number five. So Haynes Kesey single-handedly kept this team alive in the first half. She had 15. But it appears to be the end of the road for Miss Kesey tonight. Emerson White with the basketball. Gators struggling to get across half court. Very close to a 10-second count. They're able to fire it down low to Brazil. Left-handed layup, no good. Riley Fields with the rebound. She finds Clark Ibit, who's racing her way along the far sideline, guarded by Mimi Johnson behind the back dribble, and will set things up. Skip pass, Sydney Dunlap in the near corner. She got it. Sydney Dunlap, a quiet night for the three-point sniper. But when her name is called, she delivers and gives the Warriors a one-point lead. 45-44, 3:41 remaining in the contest. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them. 45-44, Glenwood with the ball. When we come back, you're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Sydney Dunlap, her first triple of the night, gives the Warriors a one-point lead. Before the timeout, it's Glenwood Gator basketball, 3.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Glenwood again very much flirting with that 10-second call, getting the ball across the timeline. Mimi Johnson's able to, works her way inside the teeth of the defense. Layup, no good. Clara Crisco comes away with the rebound. Free throw line, jumper, no good. Could have been a foul on Brazil, no good. Ivett with the rebound. Thought about the free throw line jumper and a lot of contact. They're going to call a jump ball. I don't disagree with that jump ball. Could have been a foul before as Ivett with a little hesitation dribble at the free throw line. Ball gets knocked away. Bobby Taylor Brazil now with the basketball. They're going to call a loose ball foul on Riley Fields.
Still at the line, shooting two. First shot hits the back of the iron. Been consistent for her most of the night, making a few. Most misses have gone off the back of the iron. Second shot going now. Makes the second. Cleveland inbound. Clark Ivett brings it across midcourt on the right side. Ivett to Herndon. Zoner with the screen at the top of the key. Herndon dribbles right side, gives it to Dunlap. Dunlap brings it back around to the left side. Kicks it back right to Cleveland. She's looking for an outlet. Herndon picks it back up, traveling back to the top side. Kicks it to Clark. Left side. Open three. Buries. absolutely buries a three. Glenwood struggling to get the inbound in right now, looking for the right setup with the same inbound set again to Brazil. Crisco brings it across half court. Dunlap on the floor. Let's call jump ball. We've done it all night. Jump ball. Should be Lee Scott possession. They get it right at the scorer's table.
Coach Osmond with the first big-time triple in the announcer career. How'd it feel?
Dude, what you do is really hard, man. It's hard. And I know these children. I know you do as well.
2:10 to play in the fourth quarter. Warriors lead is 3. I have it 2 big-time triples here in this fourth quarter. Under 2 minutes to play. Ivitz kicks it to Maggie Herndon, who sits at the top of the key trying to find Sydney Dunlap. She's able to. She gets a full head of steam down into the middle of the paint. Lucy Zellner goes up. She gets hacked on the right hand. She will head to the free throw line.
It wasn't a jump ball call, partner.
One of the few.
As we mentioned, heading into the fourth, Lee Scott only on the line for the second time. Are they calling it on the floor? They're not calling it a shooting foul? Goodness gracious. Only the second foul committed against Lee Scott tonight.
She got hacked on the way up, so she couldn't even attempt a true shot. But, again, only the second foul on the Glenwood Gators. That's the fifth team foul. Well, there are 5 team fouls for the Warriors, so the Warriors are going to have to play smart defense without fouling. Ivan with the basketball, she'll slow things up. And if nobody comes to pick you up, stand there and dribble. Guarded by Emerson White. Purdue, you can see now for Glenwood, begging his team to come and get the ball out of Clark Ivett's hands. She kicks it to Maggie Herndon. Now she'll dribble her way. Now back to Ivett's. Crossover dribble. Now to the right elbow. Back to Herndon. Now back to Clark Ivett, playing keep away with 1:15 to play in the contest. Another foul on the Glenwood Gators, and finally, a whistle is called.
Still work to be done. We're not in the bonus yet, so there's still work to be done. Great job stalling right there, but we got to get this ball inbounded, and that sideline inbound, they were giving a baseline inbound.
It should be on the baseline because it happened below the right wing.
Very good.
But that is 5 fouls. That was what the cheers were for. Claire Graham has her night come to a close. And Coach Corey Harrison will take a timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll take a quick one with them here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 48-45, Lee Scott with a 3-point lead and the basketball when we come back. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The first two games between these two squads came down to the wire, so why have it any other way? 48-45, Lee Scott Academy with a 3-point lead and the basketball under their own basket with 73 seconds to play in the contest. Sanford Gymnasium, absolutely electric here tonight. Shout out to everybody who's made it to attendance, and shout out to everybody who's joining us on Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, the Radio Alabama app, or the YouTube or Facebook live stream. Herndon inbounds it to Clark Ivett, works her way up to the half-court timeline. Herndon now with the basketball. A crossover dribble. Emerson White face guarding Clark Ivett, not allowing her to get the basketball back, and now a foul on Emerson White. That's her fourth, or possibly her fifth in there as well. It appears it will be her fourth foul. And that was the last foul to give for the Glenwood Gators. Under a minute to play. Warriors, you can use the backcourt. They do. Kick it to Camden Cleveland. Now a foul on Clara Crisco. That will send Camden Cleveland to the free throw line. Coach Perdue, that was a strategy on his end of things. Guarded everybody but Cleveland. And as soon as she crossed the half-court timeline, they decided to pick up a quick foul. 55 seconds remaining. Camden Cleveland at the free throw line. Can't knock down the first one. Off the back iron, then the front of the rim. Warriors lead is 3. A free throw would make it a 2-possession game. Neither team with a foul to give. Second free throw from Cleveland. That one is short. So the Gators get exactly what they want on the defensive end of the floor. Mimi Johnson through contact. Official on the far side is saying a foul on the floor. And now there's a discussion between a couple officials. Both officials were trailing the play.
I think we got two calls here. We got a travel or we just got a foul on the floor. I don't think there's anything else.
And they will. They're going to count the bucket and the foul. The referee that was further away from the basket, it's not his call. It is not his call and definitely not an overcall that he can step on the toes of his partner. But Mimi Johnson able to knock down
lane
the
violation.
Layup and the free throw, but a lane violation on Bobby Taylor Brazil. So the Warriors will keep a 1-point lead. I guess that's the official's way of saying, okay, we're even. We'll take a couple points back if you don't mind. Camden Cleveland inbounding the basketball. They throw it down low to Clark Ivett. She runs her way along the far sideline. Throws it down low to Lucy Zellner. Now Maggie Herndon back out to Clark Ivett with 40 seconds. Ivett, 3 people guarding her. 4 people guarding her. Back-to-back crossover dribble. She's going to have to find somebody able to find Maggie Herndon, who kicks it back out. Now to Clark Ivett once again. 3 Gators guarding her. And finally, a foul. Oh, my goodness. Clark Ivett absolutely exhausted, just running through the Glenwood defense. There were 2 or 3 Warriors standing under the baskets, wide open the entire time, but she didn't have any time to look up, trying to protect the basketball. But with 23 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter, Warriors leading by 1, head to the free throw line.
Partner, she dribbled with a triple team, hardcore sprinting for 25 seconds and kept the handles on the ball. That's a third lung if I've ever seen one.
And Ivett calmly knocks down both free throws. 50-47. Warriors with a 3-point lead. Under 20 seconds to play. Crisco almost loses it. Now she does. Into the hands of Maggie Herndon. They find Clark up in a jump ball. There's no way. The official that was blind standing at half court called a jump ball while the 2 officials down low called a foul.
Oh, we can get together to discuss this. We can get together.
Coach Sonny Perdue for Glenwood will take a full timeout. We're going to keep it right here, not taking you away from this one. I don't mean to harp on officiating. And if 2 officials make the call, you go to the one that has the better angle or the one that has the correct call. The official that was standing at half court called the jump ball, while the official that was standing in the short corner and on the opposite 3 both called a foul simultaneously. But how it stands now, Warriors with a 3-point lead. They lead 50-47, 13 seconds remaining in the contest. Neither team has a foul to give, and it will be Glenwood basketball. Depending on where the jump ball was called, either on the sideline or on the baseline, I'm guessing it will be a baseline out of bounds. Oh my goodness.
Alright partner, if you're Coach Harrison, you got 2 choices here. Foul immediately, at a minimum they get 2 points and you've got the opportunity. The flip side of that coin is you don't foul at all. Worst case scenario, overtime. I got a feeling Coach Perdue's going to want to get an inbound, get a shot up with a little bit of time left. He's got good offensive rebounders in the paint. Get a shot up between 4 and 2 seconds remaining for a secondary shot. The good news is the paint points don't get you into overtime. They've got to make a shot outside the line, and they haven't been excellent tonight.
It might still not be too late for a three-point attempt. And another timeout by Coach Sonny Perdue. Again, we'll keep it right here. Continue to set everything up. But still 13 seconds on the clock. If you're the Glenwood Gators, you don't have to settle for a three. If that's the case, you're essentially putting the game with that one shot or the hope for an offensive rebound. You still do have time with 13 seconds to get the ball inside, try and cut it to a one-point lead. And then possibly get a steal on the inbounds or a foul and hope that Lee Scott misses a couple free throws. 13 seconds remaining in the contest. Again, Glenwood won matchup number one back on January 17th, 58-44 in a game that was all but that 14-point victory. 10 days later, Lee Scott Academy won 52-49 in overtime here on this floor. And a tomahawk chop going on one side, the gator chop going on the other. Emerson White and Bobby Taylor Brazil standing at the free throw line, an elevator screen to Mimi Johnson. She loses the handle. Should be a backcourt violation. They're saying that it was tipped. It wasn't. Mimi Johnson inside. Bobby Taylor Brazil no good. And now a foul with 3.5. They're going to get Maggie Herndon on the shooting foul. And now, despite everything that happened, I believe it should have been a backcourt foul, but it ended up working out really nicely. The foul up three mentality with 13 seconds. You don't necessarily think about it. It's worked out. And the first free throw is no good. It's Caden Henderson who's at the free throw line, knocked down a triple in the first quarter, and those are her only points. 50-47, one more free throw on the way. That one no good either. Bobby Taylor Brazil, the offensive rebound, into the hands of Mimi Johnson. It's good if it goes, but it's a two. It doesn't matter. It's ball game. Ball game. Lee Scott Academy wins. Lee Scott Academy, your AHSAA 3A Area 6 region champions. Area champions, I apologize. Warriors win it 50-49 in one of the most chaotic late-minute decision calls that you could ever ask for. But Sanford Gymnasium going crazy right now. Warriors win it 50-49 over the Glenwood Gators. Coach, foul up three. Why not, right? Why not? You go do it with 13 seconds. Doesn't quite work out that way. Neither free throw able to get knocked down. A buzzer beater, but about an elbow jumper from Mimi Johnson. And she's able to knock it down. But it's no matter. Warriors victorious 50-49, and they will be the one seed as we make our way into the region tournament. I believe there's a little trophy celebration that's about to happen on the floor. We'll take a quick break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Come back, wrap up this one as the Warriors are victorious 50-49 on their home floor over the Glenwood Gators. We'll be back in a moment. As soon as we get everything situated and underway here, we'll wrap this one up and begin to preview the boys' game. All of that and more as we continue on here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Lee Scott Academy varsity girls with Coach Corey Harrison vocally talking all season long about being the youngest team that she has ever coached are now year 3A. The 3A AHSAA Region 6 area champions. They beat the Glenwood Gators 50-49. Again, your area champs, not quite the region, getting complete confirmation with that on my end, but 50-49, the Lee Scott Academy Warriors are victorious. Clark Ibitz, the MVP of the area tournament, and rightfully so, averages over 17 a contest in the regular season, averaged over 20 in the area tournament. She had 2 points in the first 16 minutes of play, had 18 in the second half to lead this Warrior squad to victory. Looking at some of the final stats, again, Clark Ibitt with 20. Haynes Kesey had a humongous 15 points in that first half. When Clark Ibitt was quiet, it was Haynes Kesey that single-handedly kept this Lee Scott team in the contest. Sydney Dunlap hit a big-time triple halfway through the fourth quarter. She finishes with 7. Lucy Zellner, Camden Cleveland both had 2. And Riley Fields finishes with 4. Coach, no quite confirmation on the next round status, but we believe we have a little bit of an idea.
Yeah, so without a doubt, with the girls winning the area, they will get to host the next round. Not quite sure on those dates yet. If I'm guessing speculation, I do believe it'll be back into this week, probably a Friday-style game. That'll be what we'll call a sub-regional from a March Madness people. Call it the round of 64, all right? So, Glenwood, still alive. However, they'll travel to the area that is comprised of St. James, Alabama Christian Academy, and Montgomery Academy. To our best knowledge, St. James will be the one out of that region. I believe Glenwood would travel to St. James. We'll host the two from that area, which, according to Coach Harrison, should either be ACA or MA. The boys' story, the exact same. We're either going to be traveling to Montgomery against one of those teams in the area, or we'll get to host in a similar fashion. The difference, Montgomery Academy is going to be the one from that side unless something daunting changes. Montgomery Academy is one of the best teams in 3A basketball. You want to win this game tonight without a shadow of a doubt, because going to MA and beating MA is quite the task. They are a Final Four style team.
Best news about all of that, we get to deal with it later, and it's a great problem to have that we get to deal with it. Lee Scott Academy victorious on their home floor. They win the best of three matchup with the Glenwood Gators. They win the last two in instant classic fashion. They win 52-49 in overtime on January 27th and 50-49 here tonight to become area champions. We'll take another quick break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. When we come back, we'll welcome you into the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip-off between the varsity boys of Lee Scott and Glenwood. All of that and more as we continue on here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.